I've often wished that I could peer into the chambers of the ear and travel as the sound waves do. I take you with me too. We'd swoop around the auricle into the outer ear canal, a bit of wax to keep things clean. We'd only stop when we had seen the thinly stretching tympanum that's made to vibrate like a tiny little drum. And then imagine we appear and marvel in the middle ear, where busy work of tiny bones makes all of these vibrations grow and grow. We see the hammer, anvil, and the stirrup. These are the ossicles, the smallest bones we have. Send a soft chirp or a loud burp from the tympanum to the oval window, a Rube Goldberg model in flow. If we could sail a nano boat, within the inner ear we'd float and ride upon the rippling waves into a winding maze. On surging seas we'd carousel the spiral cochlea on swells to reach the organ of Corti, a very hairy place to be, where signals zoom from hairs to brain. We know that high toot is the whistle of a train. Then off to the semicircular canals, I'd rock and roll with my best pals in the faraway near of the hill.